The United States announces plans to station heavy weapons in the Baltic states. The Finnish president is due to arrive in Moscow as Helsinki mulls NATO membership. And the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum is due to open. Hello from our broadcast headquarters in Prague, and welcome to the Power Vertical Briefing. My name is Brian Whitmore, host of the Power Vertical podcast here at RFERL. Joining me here in the studio to discuss the things we expect to make news in Russia this week is Pavel Buturin, senior producer for RFERL's Russian language television program, Current Time. Welcome, Pavel. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And so the big news is obviously the U.S. plans to place weapons in the Baltics and elsewhere in Eastern Europe. This is the first such move since the end of the Cold War, since the expansion of NATO to include former Warsaw Pact and Soviet countries. And I think the next logical step after this would be permanent bases, although nobody's talking about that yet. Pavel, this isn't going to go over well in Moscow. I haven't seen much reaction yet. Have you?
Me neither. Perhaps it's too early. We just have to wait and see. But it is interesting that after NATO's expansion in 2004, the United States has avoided to station any equipment or troops in those countries as they tried to arrange various forms of partnership with Russia. And right now, from what I understand from the New York Times report, we're talking only about a small amount of equipment.
Enough to supply 5,000
right,
troops.
Right. But the New York Times also quotes our friend Mark Galeotti, a frequent guest on your podcast, as saying, tanks on the ground, even if there haven't any people in them, make for a significant marker. Mm-hmm. And that's important. And just this past weekend, we saw nearly 6,000 troops take part in a multinational NATO maritime exercise in the Baltic Sea. How can Russia react? Well, in fact, I think, who's reacting to whose actions? I think the Baltics and Poland are reacting to Russia's expansion and Russia's military buildup in the Kaliningrad region. What else? What further measures can we see? Perhaps more troops in Kaliningrad.
Yeah, no, and I mean, this is clearly, it's a marker. Mark is correct there. It's a marker. And it's also basically the West and the United States reassuring the Baltic states that Article 5 is going to be honored. Article 5, of course, the Collective Security Treaty article of the NATO Charter, which says an attack on was an attack on all. There have been some fears that Russia would provoke something in the Baltics with the little green men, and then would NATO respond in an Article 5 way? Putting this equipment on the ground and rotating troops through the Baltic states changes the equation a bit, because if there's a chance the little green men are going to bump into some NATO men, there's less of a chance of a provocation there. So it'll be something that's interesting to watch. The other interesting aspect of this, as I discussed in the Daily Vertical this morning, is this conflict with Russia is now becoming institutionalized almost. This is not something that's going to, it's not the Cold War, but it's going to be a long conflict, and it's becoming institutionalized. Now, along these lines, the president of Finland, Sauli Niinisto, I hope I pronounced that correctly, is due in Moscow this week. And the visit comes as the prospect of NATO membership, something that was never even on the table in Finland, is being discussed more actively in Helsinki than at any time in the past. What do we expect here, Pavel? Moscow's always had this special relationship with the Finns. It seems to be changing. Niinisto himself has always tried to be this kind of this bridge between Europe and
this
Russia.
Is exactly how he has been defending this upcoming visit. He has been criticized.
Yeah.
Inside Finland and by Estonia and other Baltic countries for this visit. And he said that he needs to keep the lines of communications open with the Kremlin. And so he does attempt to serve as this kind of a bridge between the West and Russia. And we know that traditionally Russia has been linked culturally to Finland, with about 3 million members of various Finno-Ugric ethnic groups living inside Russia. Russia has been holding Finno-Ugric ethnic festivals in Karelia, which is also a Finno-Ugric,
which once was Finland. But
exactly. With Finland's active participation, always. But now that Finland's new government has announced that it will explore the possibility of NATO membership, Russia obviously finds that distressing and worrisome, because, plainly, it is about to lose what it considers to be a non-aligned neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, Finland didn't even contemplate joining NATO during the Cold War. And Finland has, like I said, always had this special relationship with Moscow where it pursued its domestic politics as it saw fit. But in foreign affairs, it never did anything that was could be seen as anti-Moscow. The very term Finlandization, which irritates the Finns to no end. But that term came from Finland's relationship with the Soviet Union. That's changing. It's changing. Sweden's also. Finland and Sweden are both moving closer and closer to NATO. And it would be... Of all of Russia's neighbors joining NATO outside of Ukraine, I think the Finns, that would bother them the most. And it's something that's becoming increasingly realistic. This visit, which begins on Tuesday, will be something I'll certainly want to be keeping an eye on. The last thing, finally, we have the St. Petersburg Economic Forum opening this week. And just like last year, most Western companies are staying away. The notable exception, of course, is the Western oil companies, as Reuters pointed out in a piece today. Any thoughts on this forum, Pavel? Anything you see interesting coming up?
Yes, we know that Shell and BP will be in attendance. Also, PricewaterhouseCoopers and Ernst & Young, they will all be attending the forum. And we know that the U.S. government hasn't really banned any companies from attending, although it has been discouraging U.S. Yeah. companies from going to St. Petersburg this time.
There's going to be a Chinese.
We will see Jack Ma. He is the founder of China's largest e-commerce company, the Alibaba Group, addressing the forum this week. That will be interesting. And the governor of St. Petersburg, Georgi Poltavchenko, said business is business. Political differences do not strongly affect serious business. He may be wrong. He may be right, you know, because we do see that big, big companies, oil companies are attending for him.
Well, I think he's wrong because, and as we noted in the first item, this conflict with Russia is becoming institutionalized. And as that happens, for the past two decades, Russia's reaped the benefits of the global economy. And the more this conflict becomes institutionalized, the more it will be isolated and excluded from the benefits of the global economy. Sanctions become the norm. Alternative to Russian energy sources become the norm. And so I think, I with all due respect to the governor of St. Petersburg, I think he's wrong about that. Anything else on your radar right now, Pavel, as we come into this week?
Yeah, well, this week in Brussels, the European Parliament will hear a report by the Atlantic Council on the presence of the Russian military in eastern Ukraine. And members of the Russian opposition will be attending this presentation. We know that this report comes as Putin has banned the disclosure of Russia's military losses in peacetime. So that'll be interesting to watch.
Yeah, no, that's certainly something we're going to want to keep our eye on. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. You've been listening to the Power Vertical Briefing, a weekly look ahead at the stories making news in Russia. We'll be doing this every Monday, so be sure to tune in. I'm Brian Whitmore, host of the Power Vertical podcast. Joining me has been Pavel Butorin, senior producer for RFRL's Russian language television program, Current Time. Join us again next week, and now I leave you with the soothing sounds of Noise MC.